2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1. And in the 7th year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jehoram, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Messiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri into covenant with him. In the previous chapter, the girl who hid the boy who should be king, she was married to the priest Jehoiada. She was a righteous woman, and that priest also was righteous. And this righteous priest has now gathered princes to fight with him to overtake the kingdom and give it to the rightful heir and take it out of Athaliah's grasp. Too. And they went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah and the heads of fathers' houses of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. They're getting Levite warriors and leaders as well as the other heads of household, and he himself is a Levite. 3. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord hath spoken concerning the sons of David. They made a covenant with the true king, who was this boy, and they proclaimed that he would reign as the Lord willed, which the Lord did. 4. This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that come in on the Sabbath, of the priests and of the Levites, shall be porters of the doors. They're giving everybody a job for this. Now, it's not a coup. Athaliah would have called it a coup, which is when you illegally take over a government or a throne, but they're actually establishing the true throne, so it's more like a sting operation to get Athaliah out of the palace and off the throne. So a third of these men who are planning their battle plan, a third of them are going to stand at the doors because they're Levites and it's their job anyway, so it's kind of like they're going to be undercover Levites. 5. And a third shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. The people will gather around the temple. One third of these priests who are going to take down Athaliah are going to be at the doors of the temple. One third of them are going to be at the palace, and another third of them are going to be at the gate, which I believe is the gate of the temple. 6. But let none come into the house of the Lord, save the priests, and they that minister of the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the charge of the Lord. They're also going to allow to gather all the people who are on their side, who are regular citizens. But those people won't be allowed inside the temple, because they're not sanctified to be there. 7. And the Levites shall compass the king round about. Now this is a protective circling. With their weapons, because the Levites had weapons, they protected him all in a circle around this young man. Every man with his weapons in his hand, and whosoever cometh into the house, let him be slain, and be ye with the king when he cometh in and when he goeth out. They will be like a protecting shield around the king wherever he goes. And if anyone tries to approach the king in the palace, that person will die, because they'll know that that person must be a traitor. 8. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and they took every man his men, those that were to come in on the Sabbath, with those that were to go out on the Sabbath, for Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. Within this plan, everybody's normal priestly schedule continued. It wouldn't be disrupted, but everybody was assigned a duty when they were supposed to be in the temple serving the Lord. It was like an extra duty to get rid of Athaliah. Now, the people are obeying Jehoiada for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the right thing to do. And number two, they're very sick of Athaliah and all of her evil ways. They can't wait to get rid of her. 9. And Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. King David had saved spears and shields for just such a type of occasion, where the king would have to call on the Levites to protect him. And this is exactly what's happening. But in this case, it's a young man king who's never been crowned or anointed. 10. And he set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, by the king round about. this house must be the temple. They brought the king into the temple with all this shield of men around him, like a living shield, and they were able to get him to the temple area. 11. Then they brought out the king's son and put upon him the crown and the insignia. And this is the son named Joash, or Jehoash. They anointed him king, so Joash is now the official king, even though Athaliah thinks she's a queen. 12. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. 13. And she looked, and behold, the king stood on his platform at the entrance of the temple. And the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. The singers also played on instruments of music and led the singing of praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, "Treason, treason. She is the pot calling the kettle black. She's the one who committed treason when she killed all of Joash's brothers and installed herself as queen. She's the traitor, not these other people. And she's accusing basically the entire house of Judah of being traitors." 14. And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host and said unto them, "Have her forth between the ranks, and whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, slay her not in the house of the Lord." They took her away from the temple because they didn't want to defile the temple with her body. And so they pulled her away and killed her in between the soldiers. It's kind of like the soldiers mobbed her and took her in between their ranks and killed her there. Jehoiada the priest also orders, if anybody tries to save her, kill that person too. 15. So they made way for her, and she went to the entry of the horse gate to the king's house, and they slew her there. Now, she didn't want to go there. When they made entry, it was like forced entry. The soldiers were around her on all sides, and they were making a path that she had to walk against her will. And she knew that when she got to the end of that path, she would be killed. They killed her at the horse gate. 16. And Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king that they should be the Lord's people. He establishes a covenant between the king and the people and the Lord, saying, "This is our king, we're his people, and we're all going to serve the Lord." 17. And all the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down and broke his altars and his images in pieces. When it says his, it means the demon god Baal, and slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. So they destroyed the temple that Athaliah had set up and killed the priest of Athaliah's temple to Baal. Now this is a temple where many children had been tormented and murdered for that demon god. 18. And Jehoiada appointed the offices of the house of the Lord under the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the direction of David. This is a day where everybody could celebrate, and they gave great offerings to the Lord to celebrate and thank the Lord that they were no longer under the thumbnail of Athaliah. 19. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of the Lord, that none that was unclean in anything should enter in. According to God's law, if you have a disease, or you're sick in any way, or you're lame or halt, meaning you have some sort of physical problem with your body, some sort of handicap, you're not allowed in the temple. But this isn't because God hated people who were sick and diseased and handicapped. It was because the temple symbolizes heaven. And when we enter heaven, we will be whole. There will be no sickness, no disease, no handicaps, no suffering. And all of us will be completely whole when we go into heaven. So anybody who has a mental disorder or handicap or anything, when you get to heaven, you will be perfect, absolutely perfect. So in God's temple, which was illustrative of heaven, only well people could enter. And that was just symbolic of God's promise to us that we are going to get new bodies when we go to heaven. 20. And he took the captains of hundreds and the nobles and the governors of the people and all the people of the Lord and brought down the king from the house of the Lord. And they came through the upper gate into the king's house and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. This young man, Joash, was standing on the platform where they had placed him when they killed Athaliah and anointed him as king. And now they moved him lovingly to his palace and put him on his throne in his palace. 21. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, and they slew Athaliah with a sword. And that's just a recap of that entire chapter. Everybody was happy, there was peace in the land, and the witch was dead. And that concludes 2 Chronicles chapter 23.